This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Democrats are expected to be thwarted Wednesday in a vote to overcome a Republican roadblock on suspending the U.S. debt limit, with just 12 days left to avoid a cataclysmic credit default. U.S. President Joe Biden is escalating his campaign to get Congress to lift the federal debt limit, hosting business leaders at the White House Wednesday and warning in a new report that failure to extend the government's borrowing authority could ignite a global financial crisis. His moves come amid talks that Democrats may try to change Senate filibuster rules to get around Republican opposition. But Democratic Senator Joe Manchin reiterated his opposition to such a change Wednesday, likely taking it off the table for Democrats. Mr. Biden will host a number of CEOs, including the heads of big banks, including Citi, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America, to underscore the ramifications if the government runs out of money to cover bills. Ahead of the meeting, the White House warned that if the borrowing limit isn't extended, it could set off an international financial crisis the United States might not be able to manage. Here's a roundup of COVID news from around the world. Moscow reports more than 900 daily deaths for the first time as the country struggles with high infections driven by the Delta variant and low vaccination rates. Sweden's public health agency recommends a temporary halt to the use of the Moderna vaccine for young adults, citing concerns over rare heart side effects. Neighboring Norway and Denmark have also stopped using it for under 18-year-olds. The United Arab Emirates, which has the world's most advanced vaccination drive, says it has overcome the COVID crisis, recording its lowest number of infections since summer of last year. This is VOA News. Two people were shot and two others injured when a student got into a fight and drew a gun in a classroom at a high school in the U.S. state of Texas Wednesday, police said. After a year spent largely learning online, U.S. schools have returned to the classroom, reviving the fear of on-campus shootings, with multiple small-scale incidents reported in recent weeks. More than 248,000 students have been exposed to gun violence in U.S. schools since 13 people were killed in the massacre at Columbine High School in Colorado in 1999. That's according to data compiled by the Washington Post. A vehicle packed with U.S.-bound migrants traveling with a people smuggler crashed in eastern Mexico Wednesday, leaving three Hondurans dead and 23 injured, authorities said. The vehicle suffered a mechanical failure on a highway in Veracruz State, according to a National Guard report seen by AFP. The migrants, quote, were traveling in overcrowded conditions. The truck was overloaded and it lost a tire, end quote, a civil protection source said who did not want to be named. According to investigators, the vehicle caught fire after overturning. NATO has withdrawn the accreditation of eight members of Russia's mission to the alliance, who were undeclared Russian intelligence officers, a NATO official said Wednesday. A senior Russian lawmaker said Moscow would retaliate, the Interfax news agency reported. The NATO official said, quote, we can also confirm that we have reduced the number of positions which the Russian Federation can accredit to NATO to 10, end quote. Interfax cited the head of the Russian lower house of parliament's International Affairs Committee as saying that Moscow would not necessarily retaliate in kind. Hundreds of Afghans flocked to the passport office in Kabul Wednesday, just a day after news it would reopen this week to issue the documents, while Taliban security men had to beat back some in the crowd in efforts to maintain order. The current inflation spike hitting countries across the world will peak in the months to come and stabilize by the middle of next year, the International Monetary Fund predicted Wednesday. The Washington-based crisis lender said in a chapter of its New World Economic Outlook, quote, inflation is expected back to pre-pandemic levels by mid-2022 for both advanced economies and emerging market country groups, and with risks tilted to the upside. Amazon's popular live video streaming platform Twitch said Wednesday hackers had broken into its network after reports of exposed confidential company data surfaced online. Via remote from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.